Hello, welcome to Tuesday Night Gaming, Episode 3. Tonight we're playing Overwatch Mystery Heroes, and I'm your host, Zach.
I'm Alana.
I'm Jay. Widow, top building far side.
And that's I'm Matt.
Hey, guys.
Sorry, guys, I was trying to get the Widow, but I couldn't do it. So today we're talking about Black Mirror, Episode 3, called Rachel, Jack, and Ashley 2. But before we do, I have a question about last week's episode, which is, did you guys notice that it was set in 2018?
No, why is that significant?
Well, none of the other episodes of Black Mirror have been set to anything. They didn't have a date.
How sure are you on that?
I am pretty sure.
Okay. I don't really know what the significance of that is.
I just thought it was interesting. They're always sort of in an indeterminate, not too distant future, and this one seemed to be the exception.
They're not like one of those shows where it's just the present. It always.
I mean, yeah, it's sort of like a generic. Dystopian future, but not.
Oh, why, man?
Right on the point.
Get to the point,
anyway,
everybody.
A recap of the episode. This is
Thank you, Alana.
Be probably infamously known as the Miley Cyrus episode because she plays a pop star who is definitely not at all an allegory for her actual life. And it's also about two girls who live with their father who's more obsessed with a new kind of rat trap than paying attention to them after their mother died.
And it's, if anyone's watched Ozark, their father is played by Russ.
Oh, is he one of the redneck guys?
Yeah.
I just started watching Ozark. Okay. So, yeah, that guy. And so the one girl finds her solace in grunge music, and the other girl finds it in Miley Cyrus's music, and also gets a cookie toy. If you've seen Black Mirror before, the concept of the cookie is not unfamiliar because it's basically a digital replica of someone's personality. And so she has a toy that's Miley Cyrus's personality, which is kind of creepy. And so the episode unfolds where Miley Cyrus's character is in a coma and
is placed in a coma by her evil aunt, who's also her manager.
Right. And the girls save her. Etc.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually a little bit more complicated than the other two episodes of this season.
There's a little more going on.
Yeah. So I kind of actually had an issue with the aunt's plan. So the aunt is evil, right? And she wants to control Miley Cyrus, who's her ticket to fame.
Who's her golden ticket, yeah.
Right. And so her secret plan is to get Miley Cyrus in a coma, record songs through her brain waves, and then make her into a giant hologram that will do concerts.
Okay.
What's so weird about that?
Well, I mean, I would never want to go see a concert that's a hologram. Like, what's the point?
Well, have you ever seen a Tupac hologram?
Yeah, but Tupac was with someone else who was performing live. You didn't just go to be like, I want to watch this pre-recording of a hologram.
But they've done it with other people too,
Michael Jackson.
The Japanese pop star?
Apparently, there are already like in places like Japan and Korea that there's like pop stars and bands that are entirely technological.
Yeah. And if she's in a coma and you have that's the only way to watch her. It's better than nothing.
I don't think so. Okay.
That's your personal opinion.
Yeah, I would not want to see that.
And that's fine.
But if you were like obsessed with her,
right? Like Rachel. Wait, which girl? Was
yeah,
it?
Like Rachel was. By the way, Rachel. If any of you guys have seen The Nice Guys, she was in that as Ryan Gosling's daughter.
Did you guys get on the point?
I died. Coming back as ball. All right, I'm retreating.
Yeah. No, but I mean, there are not a lot, but there are Asian pop stars who are just holographic. I actually almost went and saw it when it performed in DC.
When it?
Yes.
It?
Yeah,
it.
It's an
the hologram.
It's totally an it. It's not a person. So one of my coworkers who I was talking to her about it was like, yeah, that's the whole point of the episode is that you can replace real people with holograms and like, ooh, that's the scary, scary Black Mirror lesson.
Yeah, but I don't know. It doesn't feel like a one-to-one replacement. The cookie, on the other hand, almost was. I don't know why they didn't just take one of the modified cookies and put it in like a body, like in, what's that other Black Mirror episode? The one with Agent Carter.
Well, the answer to that question is pretty obvious. It's because her personality was making it so she didn't want to be a pop star anymore.
Yeah, but they had it suppressed for the toys, so they could just suppress it some more.
Yeah, but it, you know, it's probably, I feel like there's probably a lot of stuff left on the cutting room floor of this episode. And one of them was probably that if you suppress her personality, then you can't also get the creativity that they need to make their buck.
Oh, for the songs, yeah.
So I thought, one of the things that I thought was kind of interesting was how it's like, yeah, people like bands, you know, and pop stars, they have a lot of people who depend on them to earn a living. So if they don't feel creative that day or something, then a lot of people don't get to get, you know, they don't get to make a living.
True.
Yeah, and once you're basically typecast, you can't, it's very hard for you to change your sound in the music industry. And yeah, and then you're kind of screwed, because then you, even though you hate it, that's who you are.
Yeah, even well, though you I might mean, hate your life.
I mean, I guess so.
Junk above us.
Where they, above us. I mean, like, her manager was a little bit entitled, considering... Yeah.
It's true. It's not like
she's been living high on the hog for a while.
It's not like she was going to be out on the street if Ashley exactly. doesn't feel like doing work today.
Well, if she changes her sound and she no longer is usable, then yeah, she is.
What, she doesn't have any savings?
Yeah, I mean, if she doesn't have savings, then that's kind of on her.
I don't know.
It's probably all in Ashley O's name.
Mm, mm. I don't know.
I think someone who's just as good with the lawyers as she is would be aware of that. Okay.
Leave me alone, Reaper. Get to the point.
You're right, but I mean, like they said, I mean, these were contracts that were written long time ago, hard and fast, so she probably couldn't even change it for a while. So then, yeah, it was probably all signed into her name initially. So she doesn't necessarily have a chance to convert that. Not without Ashley O's approval, which, as we could see, wasn't going to happen since she was hated.
I don't know. I guess let's not quibble about the details too much. So I liked the episode on the whole. I found it engaging, like it held my attention, but I was a little disappointed. And I was like, Matt is going to hate this episode. Or rather, he's going to point to it as proof of what he's been saying this whole podcast.
Yeah, I didn't, I agree. I mean, I didn't hate it, but it was just like the one, it's just like Striking Vipers, where it was very happy at the end. I mean, the part where they're driving to the concert is like, it felt like the end of like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
What I thought,
right? Or like an 80s children's movie where they're dramatically going to save the day. And it was like light in tone. But you know, I don't know. I guess Black Mirror has grown up. Okay. It used to be the edgy teenager and like would show like the prime minister having sex with a pig and like doing all this edgy stuff. And now like, it's like me, you know, its edges have been softened. It has kids and it wants to produce stuff that kids like Miley Cyrus and a happy ending.
Oh my God.
Wow.
That's the most depressing thing I've heard all day.
Well,
I thought I was the one who had the weird hot takes.
That's not weird. Everything I said could totally be understood.
Well, it's funny that you said it was like an 80s kids movie, because what I thought it was is I thought it was like a Hannah Montana movie. And I've never seen a Hannah Montana movie, but I imagine that's what it's like.
I'm sure where you have even more lighthearted.
Well, where you have the girl who's new in school. Maybe it was intentional. Or you have the girl who's new in school and she doesn't have any friends, but then she gets to save her idol and then her life is just perfect. Or is it? You know, she gets along with her family.
Was. True. You're right.
And the adult bad guys meet their comeuppance. I mean, heck, the only thing the ending missed was everyone standing up and clapping.
I will say the first half really made me feel weird. Like, just the awkwardness and the practicing of the dancing and like the whole...
I'm at one health.
To make Ashley too proud. Oh, I had to walk away. I got a drink of water and I was like, this is too weird. This made me feel weird and anxious.
As soon as I saw that there was a talent show, I knew that she was going to be in it and it was going to go terribly.
Of course, because if she did well, then like it wouldn't be a teenage movie.
Enemies coming along the left side.
It's too early in the episode for her to have done well.
That's
She totally, if it was the end of the episode, she totally could have done well.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it was going to come back with her doing well You got me.
Sorry, dude. I didn't know you were low.
It's all right. I'm getting rezzed. So yeah, I almost wondered if it was like on purpose that they had it. It's like, oh, we're gonna have Miley Cyrus in it, so we'll have it be like the kind of shows that Miley Cyrus would do. I don't know. Yeah,
probably. I don't know. I don't really listen to Miley, but I was very surprised at her voice. I'm not gonna lie.
Very surprised at her voice. How that it was good.
I didn't realize it was that nice of a alto sound, a deep tonal quality.
Well, when you do when you do all the drugs, you do so many drugs.
Cyrus sing.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't have bald head anymore.
She's married now. She's like, you know,
to Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
So the thing is, I was disappointed that it didn't seem to have any edge at all. There was a little bit of edge, and that was when the Ashley 2 unplugged the real Ashley.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, this episode thinks that Miley Cyrus saying the F word is edgy. That's like this episode's definition of edgy.
I like how you say the F word, even though a few weeks ago we were talking about penises.
Hey, you can't not talk about striking vipers and not mention a penis.
Good luck, May. Sorry, I walled you off.
You are May.
The other May.
Oh.
I did like the call out of all the bands, Sonic Youth especially. I appreciated it.
What's
Sonic
Youth?
I also liked how Ashley 2 immediately got into her head. She was like, so you like the bands your mom likes? Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Also, I'm like, what's she could only use 4% of her robotic brain because the rest
of
it's
weird. Oh no! Weird. Yeah. Sorry, let's kill us all.
Bastion.
Oh, jeez, guys.
But I like that. Like she's like, I could only use 4% of my brain, and I was like, wait, what?
You think it's a reference to Lucy?
It's like that Morgan Freeman movie. Yeah, exactly.
Oh God! I'm so good as Reinhardt.
I like the fact that the father is trying to develop a more humane mousetrap, and it's like
ends up killing the mice.
It's a taser.
That part was absurd when his taser is able to take out like this huge security guard. That part was ridiculous.
That's why it's like a Hannah Montana movie. I'm telling you.
And why did he need to have a brain scanning computer to make a mouse trap that was follow a mouse around?
It was supposed to lead the mouse away from the house or something.
Well,
no,
yeah,
it was supposed to track.
None of that stuff really made any sense. Yeah, because he's like the homeowner will just go and then pick it up. But what if it kills it like in the attic somewhere? They're not going to want to do that. Or maybe we're thinking about it too much. Can we talk a little bit more about wanting to unplug herself?
Bastion in the back.
Or do you think that the Ashley 2 knew that it would somehow cause her to wake up?
No, it wanted to die.
No, it wanted to.
She definitely wanted to die.
She's like, it's what I would have wanted.
That's crazy.
I would too.
Okay.
Well, yeah. So anyway, that computer lab in the basement or whatever was ridiculous.
Well, I assumed it was like Black Mirror, so everyone in the future has these crazy advanced computers.
That part was I agree with Jay. It was pretty absurd where they're like, it's a graphical image of her brain, and they just double click on something and it removes chip.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah. It was like, yeah. It was what it was.
Yeah. If it's in the future, why are they still using USB-C?
What's USB-C?
People that went into the robot community.
Board, I guess?
No, it's it was the plug they used to connect the Ashley 2 into the computer.
I did kind of like the part where they're like, she's like, get it out of my ass.
It doesn't make any sense, but I guess it's kind of funny.
You know, Miley Cyrus has definitely said that already.
Yeah, because I mean, it's not like she would feel it, right?
She's a robot; it doesn't have feelings.
It's a robot; doesn't have nerves.
So, do you think the girls go to jail for reckless driving?
No, I don't.
Almost killing people. Kidding?
No.
For driving a car into a stadium, that was.
Yeah. You see them at the end, and they're like clearly not in jail.
Whoa,
they should be.
No, in the Hardy Boys, do they ever go to jail for all the crazy stuff that they do? No, they don't.
Excellent point, sir.
Well, that's what it was. Also, were you guys sort of bothered that Ashley was a stereotype of a pop star? It's like strung out, depressed, on medication.
I know all these artists are so sad. Their lives are so sad.
It's like, well, just once I see one, I see a fictional pop star where they're happy. And I don't say I should watch pop star because I don't want to.
I don't know how happy he is in pop star.
Yeah. I don't think he's particularly happy. You know, his turtle dies. It's really sad. Oh my God. The Xbox just turned on by itself.
Creepy.
Terrifying.
All right, Jake, team up with me. I'm Arisia. Don't do anything dumb. Like, die. All right, set up with me. Set up with me.
But yeah.
Okay. What were your thoughts?
What's up?
Didn't you have more thoughts?
Yeah. So, for example, at the end, I wanted them to fail, basically. I wanted them to fail. Like, no one had to die necessarily. Fine, I understand that. But they should have had them fail and actually be replaced with the robot, with the hologram. So like it could have, you could have been something subtle where it shows them playing in the club and they're having a good time or whatever. And then it shows the two girls leave and they walk out of the club. And then off in the distance is like a giant holographic Ashley performing, right? No, it's like, I mean, subtle.
If we're going to do an ending, here's what would have been more subtle is it's okay. Like, it shows the three of them hanging out and like Ashley's all dolled up. And they're like talking and the Ashley and they say bye and then they leave and the Ashley like twitches a little bit. So it's like a digital one, but they're fooled. I thought that would have been good.
Spooky. There you go. I like that.
It's very Twilight Zone.
Yeah, I mean that's what it's supposed to be. All right, we're playing the same people again, so.
Are we just gonna have to accept that Black Mirror as we know it is not gonna be?
I think so.
Okay. So there are three more episodes coming out in October, I think around like Halloween. So maybe because we had three happy ones, there'll be three dark ones because it's Halloween.
Well, I would say the Andrew Scott one was not particularly happy.
That's true. It just wasn't aggressively sad.
It was, it just wasn't explicitly super sad.
I mean, it had Andrew Scott's fiance die in it. I thought it was about what you would want from a normal Black Mirror episode. Farrah.
I mean, usually a measure of Black Mirror for me and I think other people on the internet is like when you watch an episode, you don't feel like watching another one. In the age of binge watching, that's like rare. But there were definitely episodes of Black Mirror where I'm like, I cannot watch another one of these. That was too brutal.
I'm just trying to think of other...
Give me that feeling.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of other Black Mirror episodes in the past. There have been like child murder, people who are AIs getting trapped forever.
Do you remember the one where the guy lets the daughter go out into the snow?
Oh, the snow and die? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't think I actually saw that one. I need
That's
healing, by the way.
John Hamm. Oh my God.
We don't have any healers, so get your own.
I'll retreat.
Okay.
I did see the one with John Hamm, but I don't remember that part.
Oh.
That's like the climax,
That's like the part that he's in trouble for. Okay, whatever. So what would you guys rank as your least favorite Black Mirror episodes?
Least favorite ever?
Yeah.
Probably the first one because it's so gross and so unnecessary.
I didn't watch the first one because I was told not to.
Someone's doing a good job.
Which one?
Mine is definitely the one with the killer bees. I thought that one was so stupid.
Which one's the one with the killer bees?
It's the one called where Hated in the Nation is the name of the episode. It's the one where if you put hashtag death to someone on Twitter, the robot bees will come and kill you because they've been hacked by...
I don't know if I watched that one. Is it recent?
So it's like Death Note?
Yeah, it's from like the second most recent season, the same as USS Callister. It's in that one.
Okay, I don't think I finished that season.
Okay. Well, it's bad.
Why are we so bad against Doomfest?
And it's so obvious. It's like, we've got robot bees to pollinate because all the bees are dead. And you're like, well, those bees are going to kill someone by the end of the episode. And you're right. They are.
I remember not really... They weren't my least favorite, but I didn't... It seemed like there was a whole season in a row where every episode was an AI that thinks is basically the same thing as a human being trapped in a terrible hellscape.
Yeah.
There was the one where the mom is in the daughter's head.
Yeah.
Or something.
That's a good one.
Right. And then there's also the USS Callister. And then there's also one, the Black Museum one.
The John Hamm one is also a little bit like that.
Right. So it's like, okay, we get it. And then in this episode, when they did AI again, I was like, they're not really doing AI again, are they?
Yeah, that's a really common complaint. People are like, enough of the cookie concept.
Yeah, I agree. They do the same
Maybe
stuff.
You should say your favorite episode. My favorite episode is Nosedive, the one with the social media world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did like that one.
Because that one is like, to me, that's what the show is supposed to be about, which is how what sci-fi is supposed to be about, which is how technology impacts our humanity. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
I'm God damn it. I hate it's a,
two maize and two rats. This is lovely.
So, well, there's other stray observations in the scene where Rachel's talking to the Ashley 2, and she's like, the Ashley 2 says, "When? So, do you want a makeover?" I want her to be like, "Are you saying I need one?"
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, I agree.
But then I also wondered in the part where they were dancing, when she was like dancing, whoa, whether it was just telling her what she wanted to hear.
Yeah, I assumed. I thought it was just, and it was going to be a big debacle, and I was going to laugh a lot. I feel really weird and awkward.
Which one? The end?
No, when she was dancing and she would end up being really terrible.
I feel like that scene didn't really contribute anything to the actual plot of the show, of the episode, though.
I agree.
Yeah, it was.
Protect the Zach.
Does anybody else have a favorite Black Mirror episode?
I don't know. I don't know if I have any of my favorite. Actually, no, that's not true. I like the one with Jodie Whittaker. I like the one where the guy can record his life.
Oh,
Because I still wasn't convinced that it was a bad idea by the end of the episode.
Bastion
in the back.
I thought it was interesting that they had it so all the Ashley 2s were deleted or trashed. Or
discontinued.
Yeah.
Like, it was smart because then you wouldn't want all those brains to be out there. So if they issued a recall, how many Ashley O2s do you think there were out there? Because you know not everyone's freaking turning that in.
probably not. That's probably true.
Well, yeah, this
I don't think too many people realize that would have hacked into it like that.
Oh no,
maybe,
but
some people.
Exactly. I don't think that many people would have either, but there was the potential for all sorts of Ashley O's being out there.
I'm surprised Ashley agreed to have her whole mind put
on the payload.
It. Seems like a bad idea.
Well, wasn't it that they told her it wasn't her whole
mind? That's re-instance.
Or something? They said it was only going to be like a little bit, but it was
You're the party leader, dude.
I know, I was trying to get it to load.
The cookie in the Ashley 2s, it complained that it was the whole mind because it was cheaper, but Ashley might not have realized that. She might have thought it was just a piece, like the real Ashley.
But like, I'm wondering how they would do it without her being aware of that. You know,
I mean, whatever.
I guess it's not that important.
Yeah, no, I'm with the idea that she probably didn't know until it was too late. Or until she was woken up in the Ashley 2.
Okay.
Because I mean, if she's already getting her brain scan, then they just scan a little more than she thought.
But anyway, not that anybody asked me, even though it was my prompt, my favorite episode is San Junipero.
Which one's that one?
That's the like truly happy Black Mirror episode.
You mean before this season?
Yeah, about the ladies finding true love when they're old and in a
I don't think I've seen that one.
You guys call yourselves Black Mirror fans?
I don't call myself a Black Mirror fan.
Well, I do.
Yeah, I seem to have a gap somewhere in the middle of the series that I haven't seen.
Yeah, I didn't watch the other episode of.
All right. Anything else?
I think we've said all we want to say about this episode.
Well, in that case, we should figure out what we want to watch next. So Alana recommended Swamp Thing. I also thought we could do Jessica Jones season 3.
Hmm. Wait, what about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
I watched it.
We can talk about that. But then when we're done, we're still going to have to figure out what we want to watch next.
Ooh.
Matt, when did you see it?
Like last week when I came on Netflix.
Oh, okay. Did you like it?
Yep. It was a little overhyped, but I liked it.
How dare you, sir?
I think it was pretty great.
I dare, demon.
I think it loses a little bit in translation when it's on the small screen.
Actually, it's funny that you should say that because I actually found it very overstimulating.
You found the visuals overstimulating?
Yeah, I found them very overstimulating.
What about the story?
Story was great, writing was great, acting was great. The visuals were overwhelming. Maybe I'm old, but it's true. That's how I feel.
I found the like fuzzy animation where it's sort of not always in focus to be hard to watch after a while. I was like, please just focus.
I actually didn't notice that.
Wait, here's another one. Young Justice season 3.
Who's shooting at me?
I was shooting the Matt Mora.
The greatest cartoon ever?
I'm not particularly interested in Young Justice, to be frank, Alana.
Great idea.
Help!
Okay, how about Spark. Legion of Superheroes season 1 and 2?
You know, guys, I died. What's wrong with Swamp Thing?
Oh, not fine with Swamp Thing.
Jay, how do you feel about Swamp Thing?
Sure.
Well, something the Friday Night Movie people do, which is where we got the idea for this, is they do every week they watch like a movie, at least one movie, sometimes more.
I feel like Matt's gonna say he can't commit to that.
I cannot.
Okay. All right. End of that. All right, and I think that will do it for this week's episode of Tuesday Night Gaming. You can catch us every week on twitch.tv/mcslanny. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you and group up with us next week.
Shit. Sorry. Hanzo, kill me. Okay. Bye.